Welcome back to the Budweiser On Deck Show. Jordy Feeplatt joined by Missions infielder Carson Tucker. Carson, your first season in the Padres organization, getting another shot in affiliated baseball. How would you assess your season to this point now that we're a couple days away from the All-Star break?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to look too much into it. I just kind of take it day by day. Definitely grateful for the opportunity and just trying not to take advantage of that and just let the game kind of happen and enjoy it more. I definitely see the game a little bit different now and just take it a little bit differently now, just mentally, which I think that's definitely helped me a lot. So, I mean, just going out there and having fun, being around a great group of guys and just going out there every day and just taking it day by day.
When you were away for the game, what was going through your mind? What was that thought process and what was the situation that kind of allowed you to get ready to be back into this world?
I think just talking with like my family and close people around me, just like at the time it was hard for me to, I didn't have the same confidence like I did kind of when I was back playing, and I just kind of lost that and I thought it was the right decision just to like get away from the game and just kind of get a taste of life a little bit, just away from the game and kind of just see what that's like and just get my head straight and figure that out. But I think taking that time has helped a lot just to regroup and see things differently and stuff like that. But I think I've always had the baseball. I mean, I've been playing the game since I was like 3 years old. So, I mean, it's hard to just get rid of it like that. So, I mean, I think just the voices around me kind of motivated me for that.
For guys that have gone through a lot of injuries like yourself, what would be your advice to someone to kind of persevere and to continue to maintain that confidence in yourself?
Yeah, I mean, that you just got to, at the end of the day, realize that kind of what is what comes with playing a sport, a professional sport at least, too. You're obviously sacrificing your body every day, and you're obviously trying to give 100%, whether you feel 100% or not. But, I mean, just stay with it. I mean, I know the training room sucks and doing all that stuff is pretty tough, but just you got to appreciate the little things and kind of not get too caught up in it and just keep appreciating the game and finding what keeps you happy and just keeping you going.
How did the Padres opportunity initially come about? As you talked about, you were out of the game and you were in indie ball a little bit last year. How did that opportunity come along with the Padres?
I talked with a good friend of mine, Logan White, who's seen me since like high school, because me and his son actually played ball in high school together. So we went and had a lunch one day and kind of talked, and he kind of gave me a little pep talk a little bit just to get me back out there. He knew that team still knew like what I could do. I wasn't, you know, a first rounder for no reason. I think it's just like a confidence and a mental thing, but I think he kind of pushed me and just got me connected to a team and out in Utah, and then back out, but obviously signed. So
do you feel like you've kind of got the joy back for playing this game this year? It certainly feels that way with the way you play, but I'm kind of curious to hear if it feels like you've got the love for the game again.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it was always there. It was just something that I would tell myself, like, oh, I don't like this game or whatever, just because where I was at mentally and stuff, it was just easier that way. But I think it's always been in there. But I honestly try not to get too high and too low on it, whether things are going good or things are going bad. I just try to stay mellow and just keep that and just be the same every day. You know what I mean?
You spent some time sidelined earlier this year after the really hot start. I know that was difficult. What's going through your mind to try to push yourself to get back and maintain that same momentum that you had?
Yeah, I think just like not getting too worried about it. Like I said earlier, just kind of it's part of the game. Things happen, whether it's injuries or whatever it is. But I think just staying the course, not trying to do too much or change anything, just going out there every day and just being myself. And just trusting that.
What has the coaching staff done for you here? Eric Del Prado, the hitting coach for the Missions, but also just the Padres as a whole. What have they provided that have allowed you to have success?
I mean, honestly, just like they just let me be me. They I mean, obviously they're guiding me in the right direction and giving me things here and there and obviously doing their job. But I think just letting me be myself and enjoying it every day and just kind of letting the game do its thing. You know, it gets kind of crazy and things start to go fast when you start thinking it otherwise, but it's just like the same game when you were playing when you were 5 years old, 10 years old, or whatever. So you kind of just got to treat it like that and just whatever happens, happens, and not look too deep into it and just trying to enjoy it and just obviously be around a good group of guys and just having fun.
And I was just going to ask you about this group and what you've enjoyed the most about being with them, the chemistry that you guys have built.
Yeah, I mean, it's been special. And, like, even specifically with me, just, like, being open arms. Obviously, I'm a new guy. They haven't seen me much. But obviously just talking and hanging out in the locker room and post-game and stuff, just being around the guys. I mean, we spend every day together, so, I mean, you gotta start bonding at some point, you would think. But, I mean, I love the guys, and it's an awesome group. I mean, obviously, and that's what's so cool about baseball. It brings you people that, you know, you have relationships for the rest of your life, you know what I mean? So that's the great part about it.
Your first home run yesterday, I know you've had a lot of success at the plate in other ways, but it had to have been fun to see one go over the wall.
For sure, yeah. It honestly was unexpected, but I mean, like I said, I'm just trying to control what I can control and have fun every day. And obviously, you take the results that you get. So, I mean, whether they're good or bad, but, you know, we'll take it for sure.
What are the focuses that the rest of the season, having dealt with that time away and also had a lot of productivity at the plate, what are you focused on to maintain that the rest of the season?
I think just, like, not, kind of like I said earlier, not, like, looking too deep into it, just kind of taking it day by day and enjoying it. I think that's, like, one of the most important things is, like, your mentality out here. So I think just having fun and, like, being in the right mindset can carry you a long way, and, like, the results can play. Like, we're all good players. Everybody's a good ball player out here. So, I mean, just let the game kind of play, and then whatever pans out. But honestly, just enjoying it and not taking things for granted and just having fun. But obviously playing hard, of course.
Thank you so much for the time, Carson.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll be right back on the Budweiser On Deck Show with starting lineups and first pitch from Momentum Bank Ballpark.